So, Gary, what'd you draw?
Looks like the Charismatic Conqueror.
Well, and that's what we're talking about today on Everything to Golgari. Oh, ho, ho, it's magic. The Gathering.
Yeah.
Theme song, theme song, theme song, theme song, theme song, theme song.
Sing song, sing song. It's Everything to Golgari, the long-running show, the only show, which talks about every single Magic the Gathering card in a random order, where we haven't invoked the mulligan yet.
Yeah, we have not yet mulliganed. I can't tell. We've talked about, obviously, extensively, whether the mulligan is for individual cards or for the entire show.
There's the super mulligan we can invoke. Most mulligans are, like, this is all in the bylaws.
Yeah.
A regular mulligan is just redrawing a card. I have a big stack here of every Magic card, and I keep trying to pull one of, like, the $30,000 ones so I could sell it and put it towards the mortgage.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But instead I keep pulling crap. I could just mulligan over and over, but we do have a limited number of them per season. So it's a rare resource. As longtime listeners know, Will, what color of Magic are you feeling today?
Oh, Gary, I'm recording this show, so I'm always in a blue mindset, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a human counterspell, bud.
Aw. I would say a white, black mood today.
You'll get to red by the time I'm done.
I probably will. We always end on red, baby. Always been on red. Got an exciting one today. We're going revisiting the Lost Caverns of Ixalan.
Yeah. Okay. In Commander format is what I'm saying. I was like,
specifically,
is this thing called Lost Caverns of Ixalan Commander? Is that the set? No. I know enough about Magic to know that means it's a Commander set.
Yeah. It's a specific Commander set for those Lost Caverns of Ixalan. The Lost Caverns of Ixalan are tunnels, and they go underground. And they were lost, but now they've been found.
Gary, do you play a lot of Commander? I don't know what Commander is. I know we have a conceit here where we've been doing the show for a long time because that's the truth, but I don't know that much about Magic the Gathering, which is what we were doing, I think.
No, it's one of those things, like, you can do something for a long time without knowing about it.
Yeah.
You know? We record on Discord every single time, but I don't know about Discord very much.
Or DatCord.
Discord or DatCord. I do know about Dat Tapes.
What about Dat Fam?
I don't know what that is.
He's a stand-up comic.
Dat Fam?
Dat Fam. He's, I believe, Vietnamese.
I didn't know if it was like Dat Fam, like a Vietnamese spelling, or Dat Fam, like a AAVE.
Sure. And it's Fan, Phan.
Oh. It could still be AAVE if it's talking about a cool box fan or something.
Just checking his Wikipedia. Vietnamese American. He was on TV. He lost to Ralphie May in the first season of Last Comic Standing. And I'm scanning the left side of his Wikipedia page. I'm not seeing a controversy tab.
Hell yeah. Write it in.
Hell yeah.
Commander is, as everyone knows, a format for casual Magic play where you have 100 cards. You can have no duplicates, and you choose a commander that determines your deck color, and you can bring him out. He's kind of your little captain. Everybody starts with more life, and it's more than two players, usually.
That sounds incredibly chaotic. Counterpoint.
It's fun.
Dat Fan has endorsed the Jade Ribbon campaign established to fight against hepatitis B and liver cancer. I don't think he's, like, given them any money or anything, but when someone asked him, you down for that, he said yes.
I have joined a ribbon campaign for those things.
Yeah, you're
a rusty brown ribbon here.
Yeah, I know, Gary, I've heard your famous slogan, be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah, Gary, be the change you want to see in the world. Yeah, I am.
But it's just a capital letter B because you're trying to raise hepatitis B, specifically awareness. You're sick of C getting all of the credit.
It's not so much the hepatitis B as was the other one cirrhosis?
It was liver cancer.
Liver cancer, that's the one I want.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that I want. This Charismatic Conqueror.
Yeah, Gary, we're on a timetable. This show is short.
Yeah. Look at this man. Do you find this man charismatic?
Well, his armor's very shiny, so let's talk about him. This is a vampire conquistador.
Yes. And he's got a confusing outfit. It's cool armor for the most part.
Yeah.
But there's a weird sash, and I really like the Charismatic Conqueror, how you can't tell how fat he is.
It is difficult to tell. You don't see a lot of fat vampires.
I know. It's one of the reasons why I love What We Do in the Shadows.
Matt Berry's plump.
Yeah. Like, he's no more, he's no less plump than this guy. I feel like this guy's kind of got a Matt Berry physique.
He does. Sadly, of course, we can no longer like Matt Berry.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
It's a shame. It took Robbie Coltrane from us. Yeah. Can't enjoy Nuns on the Run properly anymore, Gary.
Yeah. It's, and I was just about to get it.
The Nuns are only at half speed for me. I can only watch the Eric Idle parts.
Yeah. I like the Eric Idle port. Of Nuns on the Run.
Hello, welcome to Eric Idle port.
Yeah, we've ported
it's
this
me,
movie
Rincewind,
over to Eric
the
Idle.
Wizard.
Yeah, Rincewind's going to do a one-man show of Nuns on the Run, where he plays both nuns.
Wow. Oh, he will, in fact, have to. He'll be puffing at the end of that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I would be. How many nuns do you think you could play?
So I used to do an improv game in college where I puppeteered all the... God, this suddenly sounds like such a Will thing.
It's real cool. Keep up with it.
The conceit of the game is you're in a scene and all of your co-stars start... come in, say one line, and then die. And then you have to run the scene as though it were a puppet show with their bodies.
Oh, okay.
So you are running around the stage, like hoisting people up and having them talk to each other.
Okay.
And that was a game I would play a lot. And now I'm thinking about how that kind of relates to my whole brain.
Yeah. Was that
how I am?
Was it like the highlight of your life, or was it like an awakening? Was it something that you knew on some level was wrong? Like, how did you react to that?
I got a lot of notes about the constant erection.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's got a sash.
Yeah, the sash is really confusingly placed. It looks like he has a side wound, like Christ. He's bandaging it.
Or maybe he was just like, I do not have the appetite today for a full toga. Can I get a snack size toga?
He realized if he put a toga over his armor, everyone it'd be obvious. You know, everyone would see the armor. It's not going to fool anybody in the Lost Caverns of Ixalan.
Yeah.
It's also kind of a fucked up girdle. Like, he just wants to get his side stomach in.
Just a little bit. He's wearing the armor. Oh, this is what's charismatic. He's wearing it over, like, a Hamlet shirt.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Also, the little guys in the background. I think they're meant to be regular-sized guys, but they look like little guys.
Yeah, he's on a boat. They're doing like a Washington crossing the Delaware. If Washington was crossing the Delaware right in your fucking face.
Yeah, at you. Like crossing your Delaware to completion. And he's got little men, yeah.
It's like the movie of the train coming at people. If they had painted Washington crossing the Delaware like this, people would walk by to go, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
Boat coming for me.
It would also increase patriotisms. I think.
Too much.
This is what we call on our podcast a hate bear.
Because it's annoying. It's deliberately annoying.
It's annoying, and it's 2 mana for a 2/2 that has a irritating ability, aka the hate bear.
Okay, is that and that's referencing another card?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was just because this does an annoying thing, and it's okay. Am I a hate bear? If I was gay, would I be a hate bear?
If you're gay, would you be a hate bear? Sincerely, how much of your unpleasantness do you think is resultant of hate?
Oh, none. Boredom. Boredom.
Yeah. There's a disdain in there, but not hate. Like a kind of a disgust or like condescension with the rest of people, but it's not hate, I would say.
It's not. I'm not disgusted towards people. I'm just waiting for them to say something interesting about my hyperfixations.
Yeah. I mean, there's something, well, powerfully selfish. I'm trying to look for the right word. There is something about it that is, but hateful is the wrong word. It is like if you don't pay attention to other people, that's not hate.
Every sentence another human being is saying to me is being evaluated on whether it's more or less interesting than a random Jeopardy question.
Yeah. What a way to live.
I don't have a choice about it. Do you want to give a line read on the quote? I always like when we get a quote on a magic card.
Yeah, I'll do this one. You can do the next one.
Okay.
There's a whole world under the surface waiting for the light of our salvation.
So he's a vampire conquistador missionary.
Yeah. And what an evocative quote on this guy.
Yeah. What's vigilance?
Well, vigilance means that this charismatic conqueror does not have to tap to attack.
Oh.
He can defend the next turn as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, the primary ability this guy has, whenever an opponent, an artifact, or creature enters the battlefield, untapped, they can tap it, and if they don't tap it, you get to make a 1/1 vampire creature with lifelink.
So lifelink means when the vampire attacks, you get health, right?
When it does damage.
You as the Planeswalker!
The Planeswalker. Yeah, even though now you can also summon other Planeswalkers.
Yeah.
That's a cool innovation from like 2006.
I was about to say, Gary, even I know that is not a new thing in Magic.
Yeah. It's new to me as somebody who stopped playing in 1997.
Yeah, Gary, do you own this card, this 2023 card?
No idea. Oh, no. Yeah, no, I don't, actually. I don't have any Lost Caverns of Ixalan. I think the last set I bought was the Vampire Wedding set.
That's not the W-E word I'm expecting here after vampire.
Yeah, no, it's a good game with lots of interesting lore. So this guy's going to come down and conquer this. How do we feel about this guy being a conquistador? Because that has bad connotations. I feel like conquistador is no good.
I like conquistadors.
They conquisted. Like they did a bunch of conquisting to people who already existed.
But they like moved around a lot of gold that otherwise would have just been sitting around. That's the economy, Gary. You got to get the economy moving. When gold is very valuable, everything is going good. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. Agreed. Are they responsible for bringing chocolate to us? What was that?
I said agreed. Gary, you are thinking of William Wonka.
Okay. Yeah. Who is perhaps the original charismatic conqueror.
He does have a lot of
conquistador
land, yes.
DNA. He had to go to the Oompa Loompas and conquistador them. Pretty hard.
According to Willy Wonka, they were sad and alone, and he came and saved them.
Do you think that was also true of the Mesoamericans?
Yeah, Gary, I do. On another show, I might try to hedge that, but no, this is the show where I say that all colonialism was good.
Yeah. And
especially vampire colonialism.
That movie, that vampire neighborhood kids movie.
This is good. Yeah. This is good.
It's podcasting. Not Attack the Block. It's a sure. It's something no, like that, though.
That's Alien Dogs.
That's Aliens. Yeah, that's Aliens and Poe Dameron.
Fright Night? Or Finn. Anything about Fright Night?
I don't remember. It's
what the fuck are you talking about, dude? You brought up the movie.
I know, but it's not like the kind of thing you remember. If people like this show, what should they do?
Gary, tell me more about the... Oh, God damn it. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv to support the network. Let Gary get money to buy some sort of neurostimulant.
Mm. I just don't want to. Yeah. It's not very good or worth remembering. It's not that kind of movie.
Yeah, but...
You can Google it too. Yeah, I'm not gonna stop you from Googling it. You can do whatever you want.
You haven't given me enough information. It's a movie about teens with vampires in a neighborhood. It's vague.
I almost guarantee that will give you the result. You can also leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict.
What year is it from?
Mm-hmm.
What decade is it from?
This one.
Great. Hi, and welcome to Guppy's, home of the Guppa Bump Shrimp. That's a one-star review, but it's a Michelin star, so at least you can buy some tires.
Nice.
That's a five-star review from Jex.
For the old show.
For the old show. This is the pivot. If you thought anything else was the pivot, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, get on the trolley.
Sorry. People don't like me. That word has weird connotations. You're stupid.
What connotations?
Moron was used for, like, specifically to refer to, like, mentally disabled people, I think.
Okay.
I used to call, when I did my early Spelunky streams, I used to call the helpers you get in that word, and someone was like, hey, that actually has some problematic history to it.
Huh.
And so I learned.
There you are. We'll be seeing you next time with more of this. Keep leaving reviews. Keep bumping that Patreon so we can buy lots of packs.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering cards.
That's our famous sign-off. Keep bumping the Patreon so we can buy lots of packs of Magic the Gathering cards.
Hey, hey, Will, what'd you draw this week?
Mountain. Oh, ho, ho, it's magic. The Gathering. But not just any mountain, Gary. It's a branded mountain.
Oh, finally. They're putting properties on mountains.
Yeah, this is an Avatar The Last Airbender themed mountain from the Zuko Tutorial 5.
Zuko Tutorial 5, classic, and our first in quite a while, Universes Beyond. So we had to play that special sting.
Magic the Gathering card, Paul and Ringo, please don't sue. I hate you. art on this card, courtesy Viacom.
Yeah, courtesy Viacom, finally. Now this, of course, from the Avatar The Last Airbender, Eternal format for this. Truly one of our greatest mountains. I like the part of this, how it really just kind of shows a city, though.
Yeah, and Gary, I'm going to assume you haven't watched Avatar The Last Airbender.
No.
I think that's okay for you. I don't think I could. It's on the grand long continuum of kids shows. It's in the upper 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's genuinely good, actually funny, really good serialized storytelling. But it is a little old at this point, and it has been kind of surpassed by stuff like Adventure Time, even though I think it might have been contemporaneous with Adventure Time, but Adventure Time ran for so long.
Yeah, I think it came out a little bit, started after and ended before Adventure Time ended. I think it was a sandwich kind of scenario.
Yeah, it is a genuinely pretty good show. I have a lot of affection for it. I watched it in a fever dream haze, and it was a good way to not move.
You watched it with fever dream haze?
Yeah. Sean Hayes' little brother from the Smart Full podcast.
Yeah, who also plays tambourine in Parliament Funkadelic.
He's one of them in there, yeah. They have a pretty... He helped carry part of the big tambourine.
Yeah. And George Clinton was buried with it.
Gary, what do you think is the biggest tambourine?
It's a great question. I'm going to guess...
You know what, Gary? I think it might be.
Yeah, I know. It's a good question. It's like a job interview for a stupid job. I'm going to say, because to even be playable, I'm going to say about as big as a bass drum head.
Okay. Does it have little noisemakers on the side, or does it have cymbals?
It has regular noisemakers, but many of them.
Okay.
Cymbals is a fun idea, but that would sound like shit.
Yeah, it wouldn't sound great.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to Avatar. Ever since I was a little kid, I liked the idea of elemental powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cool thing for me, the hermetic elements. I was really into that.
Yeah.
I just never got around to it. So.
Yeah, and it's probably too late. Unless you, like me, in your 30s, go on an ill-advised camping trip where you get... very quite sick and become a... It's the only time in my life I've ever had actual full-on insomnia.
Okay.
Not just, like, sleeplessness, but, like, every time I would start to fall asleep, the fever would start accelerating the pace of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So it would turn into a panic attack every time I started to fall asleep for 2 or 3 days straight.
And during this time, you're on a camping trip in which you watched Avatar: The Last Airbender?
I got sick on the camping trip and came home.
Okay. I was really imagining you in a tent with like a tiny TV.
Yeah, that would have been good too.
Well, everyone else was off doing like outdoor stuff and you're just like, no.
I was just sitting upright in a chair with a laptop in front of me, trying to move my body and brain as little as possible and laughing every time the man's cabbage truck gets knocked over.
I knew about the cabbage because it got referenced in Baldur's Gate 3. And I'd rather have a laptop in front of me than a top lap about me.
Really good, Gary. Really. I wasn't sure. I didn't know if you were going to land it because there were some complicated syllables heading towards the zone where the problems happen.
Sure.
Your mouth.
Well, that's where solutions happen, if you ask my wife. But in terms of this podcast, yeah.
All right. I'll put in the Gary made a cunnilingus reference.
Theme. Yeah. It happens a lot on the show, surprisingly so. Something about Magic the Gathering just makes me think about going downtown, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, historically a population that has less sex than other populations.
Yeah, until I came along and I threw that fucking curve. We're horny. Is the show now instead of how the old show was. Just everyone knows that because they've been listening, but this is extremely explicit, like sexually explicit.
Yeah, it's horny. I'm always talking about what things get my dick hard.
Yeah.
A thing you don't really consider, I guess, when you're buying a board game store is the reason that it needs to be very big in your board game store is that at some point, for profitability reasons...
Oh, the trouble zone.
I know. You're going to need to hold like a Monday Night Magic event or something.
Friday Night Magic, of course, but yes.
I think I've seen Monday Nights. And getting that many Magic the Gathering players together in one space is going to produce the worst stink in the world.
True story. During my kind of semi-Magic renaissance I've been in for the last couple of years, I insisted on going into a Magic the Gathering store that was next to a video game store, and the stink was so bad that my wife left. Not left me, but immediately left the building and went back to wait in the car, and I followed her shortly after because it was not worth breathing that air.
Yeah,
in order to browse what they had.
Like, you know, obviously we don't want to draw generalities about any population of people, even a self-selected one like this. But there's a lot of you and I both have a lot of anecdotal evidence that Magic players don't smell good.
Yeah, including me when I'm playing Magic, I smell really good most of the time. But if I bust out my deck, like immediate stink lines coming out of my butt crack.
I mean, if I think a lot, I do smell worse.
Yeah, same.
Magic is stressful to play for me. Because I'm extremely bad at it. More of a netrunner guy.
Yeah.
But that kind of mental stress does cause me to smell worse. I have noticed that when I have had mentally stressful days, I make a worse stink.
Yeah. How would you describe it?
Acrid?
Acrid. Yeah.
It takes on a sharp... There's a sharpness to the stink. Which I often find my own body odor mildly comforting in smell.
Like an ammonia, like a cat piss?
A little bit like a cat piss.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. That's a bad Like sharp stink. I like a dull stink kind of, but a sharp stink's no good.
A little, yeah. Gary, can I tell you a quick anecdote about my cat?
Please.
I was peeing with the door open today because the wife's at work, you know? Mm-hmm.
Hell yes.
Gandalf the cat really likes liquids. You can't leave a LaCroix can near him. He'll knock that sucker over. And sometimes he does like to watch me pee, but today he tapped the stream, Gary.
Oh, Pocket has tried to do that, but I shout him off.
Yeah.
You just wanted to see how that tape played out. Like you looked at it and you're just like, well, I'm going to see where this is going.
What do you mean?
Well, I presume you saw the cat walk up.
Yeah, he's done that several times.
Yeah, but you knew, like, I don't know. I feel like I could have head off a cat about to tap my piss.
Given that in the past he has watched me pee, but has not done that activity, I had no evidence that he would.
When he's watching you pee, he's that close, usually?
Yeah, he's up on the lid of the bowl.
Okay. I stopped Pocket from getting there, because I feel like I know where that show's going.
Well, you've got a much better sense of how the world works. It was cute.
I know my cat better. I've had him for longer.
It was cute.
Well, he tapped it. The speaking of Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Did your piss stream have vigilance when you attacked with it? Did it have to tap? It's a little joke for the show.
That's good, man. It didn't. It was an exploratory tap, so it didn't spread a lot of piss everywhere. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I was trying to see if he put his paw on the tip and it sprayed like a hose.
Gary, what do Mountain do?
Speaking of tapping, this is a card that you can tap for one red mana, and you can tell that's what you get because of this big red mana symbol right on the front of it.
Why doesn't it have words? It should have words to say what it... Why don't the Magic cards have words that say what they do?
Well, I'll tell you, I actually know the answer to this. They used to have words on them, and some lands still do, but a set came out called Portal that was made for beginners, and that set just had these big symbols on them, and all the regular Magic players thought it was super cool. Those lands became very high in demand, and they started making them from time to time. They just have the big mana symbol.
Okay.
I didn't say it was a good story.
Yeah.
It just happened during my tenure.
Gary, this has been... We didn't say the name of the show this time.
Yeah. That's my fault.
What is the name of the show?
Everything to Golgari, of course.
Yeah. And one of these days, I'm very excited, you're going to tell me what a Golgari is.
Not yet, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be the finale, and we have a lot of cards
My current theory is it's your Sexsona.
Okay. Cold, but not as cold as you think.
And this is a review from Robbie Saturn, left on Apple Podcasts. Title of the review is 2 stars. Text of the review is 4 stars. And that was a 5-star review.
Thank you. And I'm going to assume that's for this show.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the feed we're putting this on. So.
Yeah, does not specify. I am irrationally bothered by this card just having mountains in the background and just showing a city.
Yeah, it's a mountainous city. Those houses around it or mountains, you think? I don't actually know where this is. I think this might be I'm presuming this is the fucking Fire Nation, but it's been a while since I've watched.
It just looks like a city surrounded by mountains. Like this should be a valley.
Yeah.
That you tap.
What color would valleys be?
Oh, valleys can be lots of different colors. They're usually multicolor lands. And that has been, what was the sign off? Bump that Patreon so we can get Turbo Guppy bump the Turbo Golgari bump the Patreon so that we can get more money for packs of Magic the Gathering cards.
I would like more packs of Magic the Gathering cards, so give me your money to the Patreon and it will filter to me through trickle down economics. Packs.
Golgari.
All right, Gary, what did you draw today?
Looks like I got the Shakedown Heavy.
Ooh, it's a big boy.
Big boy.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
The Gathering.
What's the name of the show?
I guess that's what we're talking about today on Everything to Golgari. The podcast where we... Yep. You were podcast. Saying it. You can say it. Yep. The only podcast.
Only podcast.
We killed them all.
Where we talk about every single Magic the Gathering card in a random order. If we ever want to do it... well, we're going to talk about that next. That's the core season. If we ever want to do a veto, we can invoke it. It hasn't happened yet, but we can invoke the mulligan on this. And I don't think this is going to be one where we do, because what we have here is an interesting card.
Yeah, Gary, we can't start saying it is cord. There must be vigilance.
I've been tapped. I can't. I will try my best not to mispronounce that. But the trouble zone, as you pointed out.
We're going to have to say card so many times, and we can't fuck it up the fifth time.
We can say it. We can fuck it up 20% of the time, though. So as long as we say it four more good times for the next time we say it bad, I think it's okay.
Yeah, no. In fact, let's just 80% bank. Good. Yeah, it's a B minus. Let's just bank some card, cord, cord, card, cord, fuck.
Yep. Card, 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 card.
Card, card, cunt. Shit!
Yeah, no. That's my least favorite variant of Duck, Duck, Goose.
It's bad, man. It makes little sense, and the children get very angry.
Yeah, and they learn words. Which is good because they're in school, but
what's the youngest that a person is playing Magic the Gathering well? 9? I was thinking about this last episode because you talked about those child lands.
Yeah, the child lands, the beginner set. I would say there probably are some kids who are like doing it really well at 9. Youngest is tricky though, because you might have like a Doogie Howser situation, but for Magic the Gathering.
That's the worst thing to be a Doogie Howser for, Gary. Doogie Howser saved lives.
Doogie and Magic players take lives of their opponent, 20, and they win. I knew a guy who was a professional Magic player, and he landed a super wife, but I would not say that he's as successful as Doogie Howser or that impacted his current life very much.
You just say he landed a super wife?
He landed a super wife. He's married to my friend Rachel, who is incredible.
Okay, great. Yeah. That was a complicated idea you were expressing.
Yeah, landed a super wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hadn't previously broached the topic of the super wife. Nietzsche's famous.
Yeah. The ego, the id, and the super wife.
Yeah. Nietzsche famously postulated that the super wife would first marry and then kill God, thus inheriting all of his Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah, which would be the uber wife. And that'd be great, because God's probably got the best collection of Magic the Gathering cards, even like cards that don't exist yet.
Oh, wow. Could God, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Could God make a Magic the Gathering card so heavy he couldn't tap it?
I think he could, but then wait a minute.
What?
And then wait a minute, because he's all powerful.
Oh, he's got all the mana.
Yeah. And
Gary, tell me about this.
Thank
you, feminist.
One rib was taken out of mana to make womana.
And the terrifying thing, Gary, is that sentence made sense.
Yeah. We aim to educate as well. And one of the things about this show is it's very Christian.
I aim to para-educate.
Yeah.
Gary, tell me about the Streets of New Capenna.
The Streets of New Capenna, if you'd ask me if I have this card, I might, because I think I bought a set of Streets of New Capenna, and this
Highway
is about...
Highway to the Trouble Zone!
Zone! Cord. This is a set about cool gangsters. It's kind of like a 20s inspired fantasy thing. Cool gangsters.
On a scale from 1 to Gov, how peaky are they, Gary?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say that they're pretty peaky. I'd say it's like a 7 on the peaky scale.
Yeah, these blinders seem fairly peaky.
These are blindy ass peekers. They got the hats.
Hey Gary, I love this. I love the look of this card. This is great art on this card.
It's really good. This is an ogre warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And this is he's looking at a gem.
A halo. I'm getting from context clues.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a halo. I think the artist maybe didn't get that context clue, but that would make sense. And he's holding like a goat man. He's holding Nightcrawler by the foot, looks like.
Yeah, he's just done a shakedown because he's the shakedown heavy.
Now, this is another thing where old Gary and old Magic collide, where there has been a lot of power creep in creatures mm-hmm. in Magic the Gathering. If you were to go back in time and show this to me while I was playing Magic, it would kill me. It's like, would kill me with Yon Dorito with overwhelming flavor. This is okay. Ridiculously powerful for the cost.
Except, am I understanding correctly that it has a huge, massive downside?
It's a massive upside downside here. It's a Stranger Things finale. This is a...
Okay, the Stranger Things finale was actually called The Right Side Up.
Yeah. Well, that, not the real finale. We got another one coming. Right.
Yeah.
Still just 3 mana for a 6/4. Now, in my day, that used to cost you 6 mana. And this guy has Menace. Really good. He can only can't be blocked by just one creature. And when he attacks, if the other player wants to stop him from attacking, they can untap him, but you get to draw a card. Man, drawing a card's really good. So this is kind of a 3 mana card that... put your opponent, you know, either draw an extra card every turn, which is pretty good, or you get in with this really cheap creature early on.
Okay. And then the text on here, I believe is it my turn, or do you want to take another run at it?
I think it's your turn. And do the voice this time.
Look, we both get what we want. I get your halo. You get to keep your kneecaps.
I'm going to say this. We're in the show, so we only lie.
Yeah.
But this is actually true. That was excellent.
That was really good. I was happy with it.
Yeah, that was really good. Like, no joke. Like, that was... For a second, I thought it was going to sneak into Michael Caine.
Yeah.
But it stayed a growl tiger, like, in a way that I really appreciated.
Yeah, I think we all learned a lot from Ralph Ineson.
Yeah.
About what is a fun way to talk.
He's got the most fun way to talk. Yeah. Do you think his kids are terrified of him?
I think he's talked about that in interviews about how they won't look at him and they run from his voice like little skirt. He said, well, like little scurrying mice. But they do love Diablo 4 weirdly.
Yeah, that is weird.
He's the best part of Final Fantasy 16.
15 is the boys.
15 is the boys.
Is the boys, the car boys. There are cars in New Capenna, I think.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, is there a Magic the Gathering card that's just a car, Gary?
There are many that are just... They're not just called car, which would be really great. But there are so many cars in Magic the Gathering. There's an entire set about racing. Like an intergalactic racing tournament. Like wacky races.
Okay, that's fun. Is there one, though, that is just a Honda? Fun. Just...
No. Like a license, there should be a Universes Beyond the Cars of Real Life one where it's just, you know, Hondas.
Oh, Ecto-1. Ecto-1 is a card.
Yeah.
From Ghostbusters, I'm seeing.
Yeah. There's all kinds. It's a cord, but there's many kinds. A lot of cars, a lot of like
Gary?
Plants and stuff. Yeah.
The car from Final Fantasy 15 is a Magic the Gathering card.
Yeah.
What
is that car called? I never... The regalia? Stupid.
Yeah.
Dump it.
Dump it.
Yeah, fuck that name.
That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Shakedown Heavy.
Yeah, this seems really good to me. Also, he's got a type of ogre. You might have some ogre synergies in your deck. Now, keep in mind, I haven't really played Magic seriously since like 1998.
Uh-huh.
So it's possible this is actually bad, but it looks so good to me that I cannot believe it.
Yeah. I mean, Gary, maybe this is a trap to make you draft this.
Yes. Well, it's a rare, too. So you might be drafting for value, but that would fuck you over because this is only worth like 31 cents.
Because this is 95 out of 281 R.
Yeah. Rare, baby.
What's that little symbol at the bottom of the card, Gary? The little with the, is that just the Magic the Gathering symbol? Or is that the set symbol?
In the middle of the bottom?
Yeah.
That's like a little hologram gem thing that shows you how rare it is, I think.
If I touch it, will it tell me what my mood is or if I'm going when I'm going to die?
Not that I know of, unless Gary, it's got poison on it, and then it will tell you.
Gary, when do I die?
Taking that question seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you have some time left.
Yeah. Say what? I was saying I hope he says never.
Oh no. Like I don't think that's gonna happen. But I think that I bet you got like a good 10 to 20 in you. You know?
I would have said 9. I would have said tapping at 50. So that's polite of you.
Yeah, I think you can actually get up to 51 in a walk.
51 sounds like such a fucking hassle, dude.
You think so?
My body feels bad every day now at 41, so...
Yeah. But I get that. I also feel that way, but I keep thinking maybe it'll turn around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll start exercising and eating better.
I eat pretty well, and I walk a lot. My health problems are more esoteric than that, so it just feels like finding the right pill will just kind of fix me.
Oh, Gary, my poops got sharp this week.
Yeah, sharp poop, like Sharp Key from the old show.
Yeah, man, just like. Thank you for relating to me in the way only. I know you can only relate to me through certain windows, and I appreciate it when you do.
No, I've just been playing a lot of the old show's subject matter.
Oh, I'm playing the next show's subject matter a lot. I'm about 30 hours into the next show's subject
matter. I was trying to explain to my wife that I was watching a gameplay of it online and said, I'm going to put 400 hours into this, my love. But I wanted it to be on Switch.
Yeah.
So I might just settle for Steam Deck. Tell me about your sharp ass shit.
Oh, they've just, sorry, I hear what might be the plumber arriving. They might be incredibly prompt plumbers, but they haven't knocked yet. So they just did a lot of damage on their way out. I was a little lax about injecting my Ozempic this week, and they were a little... everything got very solid in there and effortful.
Yeah, I don't like it when they're rowdy on the way out. Like, it should be campground rules.
I do like the sense of accomplishment. Now, Gary, I just want to specify that there is no correlation whatsoever between the plumber being at my house and the incredibly sharp, destructive nuggets of human shit that I've been producing from my asshole.
I was following those breadcrumbs. I was thinking that you put a big hole in your toilet.
Do you look after you're done?
It depends. I sometimes do if it feels like it's, you know, goddamn, that was a crucible. I got to look to see if it really was.
Or genuinely today, like when these went out, I was like, better check for blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, finding blood sucks because that could be nothing or it could be everything.
As long as it's bright red, you're probably fine.
Yeah. If it's red, you're not dead. If it's black, send it back.
To God. I did not cut up my toilet pipes by making very sharp poops that scraped the inside of my body like a wire brush comb on the way out.
It is the municipal sewers problem now.
It is. That's beautiful.
I said something really briefly there I want to camp out on for a second.
I'd love to.
Which is, I would love it if shits use the campground rule, which is leave it better than you found it. Like, can you imagine if you shit every single time and it just treated your asshole with respect and left it a little better than they found it?
And maybe it had some sort of, like, cleansing soap on it that your body produced to just clean the tube really well.
Yeah, like an internal bidet.
Bidet, mate.
Kind of thing. Bidet.
Don't laugh like that. Yep. Don't make that be the biggest laugh I get out of you today. That sucks.
That is the funniest thing you've said today.
Sucks.
By like a country mile. If people like the show, what should they do?
I can't tell you that, Gary. I had to put my phone away to let the plumber in. They say, from K-Dub. I had a lot of guesses what the pivot might be, but I never even considered that it would be to a really good idea.
You're
little
hearing
typo
it.
In there. Little typo in there.
Yeah? What's the typo?
They put an extra two in there. Would be to a really good idea.
Oh.
Still, thank you for the 5-star review. And this is a good idea.
Yeah, no, this is the best one yet.
Gary, I have my fly down when I let the plumber in.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a little preview of what he's going to deal with. Like, just listen, this is the source of all your problems.
Maybe I subconsciously thought something, I might be able to make something happen.
Yeah. Well, no, not even that. Just like he needs to see the source. In order to understand the plumbing, he has to see what impacts the plumbing.
It's the kitchen sink, and I don't piss in that.
No?
Please go to the Patreon and give us more money so we can buy more packs of Magic the Gathering cards. You have to say it too.
Oh, please go to the Patreon, do the Golgari bump, so we can buy more packs of Magic the Gathering cards with that money. From stores. All right, Will, what'd you draw?
It's a forest.
Fuck.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
The Gathering.
Ah.
I guess that's what we're talking about today on Everything to Gold. Oh, wait, do you say it? Do you say this part?
We all say it.
Say it together.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
This is not going to work.
No, let's try again. Three, two, one. Let's do a count.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Well, that's what we're talking about today on
Everything to Golgari. The only podcast. Come on, do the whole thing.
I don't know this part.
The only podcast that talks about every single Magic the Gathering card in a random order.
The only one that talks about every Magic the Gathering card in a random order.
But has never used the mulligan yet. And
today we're
returning to an old favorite. Yeah.
Yep.
What do you mean? I laugh sound like Seth Rogen.
Yeah, you know, if you reflect any fat man enough times, and I know you've lost a lot of weight, but you're still fat in my head.
I'm fat on the inside.
Yeah,
and still on the outside, basically.
Yeah, but they do become Seth Rogen. That's why he's so successful. He is the funny fat man that we currently have in our... Is that what's wrong with our society, that Seth Rogen is the best funny fat man we can bring
out? It's definitely a problem. We used to have tons of them.
Is it because our funny fat man went from cocaine to weed?
I think it's... Well, because he's the only one who's still our funny fat guy with weed.
Yeah.
I think it's because some of our funny fat men got skinny.
Yeah. Is Ozempic killing the funny fat men of America?
It kind of is. And fat ladies. You get Artemis from It's Always Sunny, who's unrecognizable.
Oh.
That happened as well. I also feel like just like a lack of choice. When I'm thinking about how many funny fat men there are, there's like two. They're not on this podcast. Back in the day, you used to have like Dom DeLuise out at the fucking Wind Wing.
Yeah, lots of people running in the, what was his name? Fatty Bulger? Is Fatty Bulger a Arbuckle?
Fatty Bulger is a kind of Whitey Bulger. It's kind of a union guy, but it's
Fatty Bulger's a real, he's a character from Lord of the Rings.
Fatty Bulger?
Fredegar Bulger, a.k.a. Fatty,
is
the hobbit who doesn't go with them.
Oh, finally his tale can be told.
Man, are you getting this picture from the one wiki to rule them all of him running from a Nazgul?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's tremendous.
That's really good. They should have this on the Universes Beyond Lord of the Rings set. That is really good. God, what's going on with this guy's hairline?
Is that a real picture? Is that a screen cap from like the extended version?
I don't remember seeing him in the extended version, which I watched recently, but I didn't watch a extended version of the Hobbit movies because it was just the Lord of the Rings movies.
He's Lord of the Rings. He's the one who doesn't. He goes with the four up through like Bree.
Okay. He's in everything. He's in the Middle Earth strategy game. He's in Lord of the Rings Online.
He is not a Magic card, though, amazingly.
Oh, he is in the movie. Fatty Bulger cheering when Bilbo shouts Bulgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the same guy that I see in this other art.
Not even a little bit. No, this other art is perfect.
Man, everybody needs to look up this picture of Fatty Runs from a Nazgul. That's not me being mean. That's literally how it's labeled in this wiki.
It would be a really great icon for internet.
It's really, really strong. Gary, that is exactly what it would look like if I saw a fucking Nazgul, dude.
Other than that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's also kind of a sharp dresser. I love this picture.
It's amazing.
It's really good.
I really love Fatty Runs from a Nazgul.
It's not a screenshot. At it now, it looks like the cover of like a paperback to me.
It looks like a fucking Fatty. Fear Street cover.
Yeah, it does. Like specifically Tales of Fuck This Guy
Fatty
in particular.
Runs from a Nazgul.
Yeah, that's the part two. This is real good. He also looks like he's running from the Headless Horseman.
This could be relabeled
if you wanted it to. Fatty can run from many things.
I mean, it's very easy to imagine taking this, photoshopping out the Nazgul and just showing different things that Fatty's running from.
Mm-hmm. It would be, if AI wasn't horrible, if it was just for shitposting, it'd be fun just to run that through some filters as a thing.
Yeah.
You're
right. I was thinking of Fatty Arbuckle, who was famously one of the progenitors of the Fat Man Fall Down Make Funny template.
Yes. And a legendary abusive drunk, I want to say.
Sexuals. It all happened 100 years ago. I don't have the details at my fingers, but I think famously Chris Farley was interested in like doing a biopic of him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he died not from cocaine, like we were talking about, but from steaks. Like steaks with butter on them and stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought you were taking a late vampire bit. Yeah, swerve into vampirism.
Yeah, he died from stakes.
Now, there's
probably
a charismatic
the most common
conqueror.
Cause of death on, like, yeah, 100%. Vampire obituaries are probably, like, real sick of saying that.
I mean, they're also very long, though.
They're really fucking long. They're full papers. Like, you get, like, obituary magazine, and it's just one vampire per magazine.
That's a good idea. We should get into the small publishing game for vampire obituaries.
Obituary magazine is also strong on its own. If it just compiled obituaries from around the country, just one after another.
Like the most interesting ones, the ones that would go viral, kind
of? No, just a relentless stream of dead grandmas. Like, just okay.
These are two different visions, and we can each launch our own.
Well, maybe there's like a centerfold that you can fold out that has the interesting ones.
You see grandma's tits?
Yeah, like, well, only if one of them died. You could have the mad fold in the middle, or like a poster for the good one every month.
When you say the good one, are you talking about the good grandparent or the good tit?
I'm thinking about the good obituary that contained the good grandparent with the good tit.
Okay.
Triples.
Oh, that was my favorite Beyonce song where she talked about grandma with the good tit.
Grandma with the good tit. God, did she slay with that one?
Gary, you can't say what could be said about
Forrest.
You can't say that.
I can't say what?
That Beyonce slayed with that one.
Why not?
Because you sounded so... You saw One Battle After Another, right?
Yeah.
You have never sounded more Christian Men's Adventurers Club or whatever it's called than when you said... That Beyonce really slayed with that one.
She really slayed with it. It's just what happened. I can't help it.
Maybe you're the dad from Get Out just then.
There we go. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
That's better than the Christmas Adventurers Club.
Yeah.
Forrest, you know what?
They make Greenland. They make green.
On this show, I don't pretend to be anything I'm not, unlike the other show.
Yeah.
So What can even be said about Forest that we haven't already said many times before?
This one's not even from a fun cartoon. This is just a picture. Gary, I have it zoomed in. This is just a fucking picture of a forest with some dork's name written on it.
Yeah, Rob Alexander. This our virgin of the week on the show.
Yeah, we got you, Alexander.
It's a nice looking forest. A little haunting, a little foggy.
Yeah, no, it's the trees are very mossy. It's very green. Like,
yeah.
Rob didn't like fuck up the assignment or anything.
I like this one better than that mountain because even though it's not from a cartoon, it actually shows the thing that it is.
Yeah, you're still pretty mad about that.
I'm really mad about that. Every time that happens, it pisses me off. Like, we have lands that are cities. You could just use that art for that.
What's a land that's a city?
I like City of Brass.
What's that do?
City of Brass lets you tap for one of any mana and you take one damage, I think.
Because the brass so hot?
You know, unclear. It's before they kind of started like actually learning those things. It's from Arabian Nights, I believe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like Arabian Days.
Pretty similar, but a magic set from like 1994.
They're hotter than before hot my time. In a lot of cool ways.
That is true. The Prince Ali. Yeah.
That's a different song, but yeah.
Finally, time to settle it. Genesis or Super Nintendo Aladdin? Which one do you think is better?
Oh, I mean, I was literally just talking about this because I was on that Retronauts. Because that's Dave Perry basically. Shiny was formed on the back of him programming Aladdin.
Hmm.
I think Genesis.
Okay.
I guess the Genesis one I prefer, but like I don't know.
I don't actually like either of those
because they're both like real Dave Perry ass games.
Same. Like everyone talks about, and it's just because they're pretty, but people will talk about those like they're all time classics, and neither of them are very good. That is the correct answer. Like the Genesis one is probably a little better because it's not quite as hateful, but neither of them are good.
At the end of the day, I would like a slightly uglier platformer with perfect precision.
And for me, different Disney characters. Like Capcom doing stuff with the TV show has always appealed to me a lot more.
Get Bonkers in there.
Yeah, there's a Bonkers.
There was Bonkers news this week. Or this past week. It was exciting.
What was the news of Bonkers?
They added the Bonkers Super Nintendo game to the Disney Afternoons collection.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, he's finally arrived in the Disney Afternoon.
And the weird Goof Troop top-down block placing game.
Both of those games are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not bad. Adding something to the Disney Afternoon collection, pretty cool.
They're not adding it to the existing ones. I think they're putting it on the... They're releasing it for Switch 2, and they put those on there.
Oh, well, that's less cool.
I'm sorry, Gary, I didn't make the industry.
No, I know, but like someday, perhaps.
Specifically, this forest is from the Magic 2011 set, although the art says it was drawn in 2000, it looks like.
No, it's not the art. Maybe.
The art is signed Alexander 2000.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Because at the bottom, there's also the years Magic has been running. I thought that's what you're looking at. But no, this is probably reuse of art.
Yeah.
Scars of Mirrodin.
Is that
what should people do if they like this show?
No, this is part of the Magic. This is just labeled as Magic 2011. It's not part of Scars. It's just surrounded by there are different prints of this. This print goes back to, this is the Magic 2011 print. But no, these all have different fucking art. Gary, I don't understand how to use this. We're using Scryfall, and it don't make a lick of sense to me. I say this every week. It don't make a goddamn lick of sense to me.
I just clicked on all the different forests from all the different sets.
Gary,
to see if that would provide any clarity, but it doesn't.
Why is Penny on here? Why is Legal Penny on here? I don't like the phrase Legal Penny in the context of the old show.
Legal Penny is good.
I guess it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, it's when it's finally okay to have done the old show.
Yeah, the old show. Okay, yeah, you're right. Legal Penny means that the old show wasn't a problem, and it was okay that you said pussy.
If we wait long enough, we all grow up.
That's a real Matthew McConaughey-esque statement, dude.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's real Christmas Adventurers Club as well. I touched something that's extremely sticky, but I don't know what it is.
Ah, geez, but that's really worrying for me as your friend.
Yeah, it's my hand is sticking together. It's like all tacky, and I don't know what happened. I hope it's not coming from out of my skin.
Ah, man. Oh, well, maybe you're Spider-Man?
Actually, you know what? I take it back. That'd be pretty sick. I'm going to try to climb the wall here as soon as we get off the mic.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it now and do some Foley of you falling over and hurting yourself very badly.
My office is too precariously posed with action figures to fuck around like that. I don't want to put all these things back.
I can't wait to come see it.
It looks great. What can people do if they like the show?
They can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv to support the network. And yeah, you can get good shows too. You can go to the Discord. Remember, Discord people, I am always watching. I'm simply not talking.
I log into Discord sometimes just to see if I get DMs because I feel like that's how Kay is going to get in touch with me if she needs to. I also am technically, it says I'm there. So you should know that I'm watching if you're going to do anything bad.
I'm always watching.
Yeah. Big news for Discord today that I'm really worried is legitimately giving Kay a panic attack.
Are they killing Discord? Or are they getting rid of Discord? Did you switch to Discord on the day that Discord dies?
If so, that would be a beautiful maneuver on my part to teach everyone a lesson of only using the platforms I'm used to. But no, they're requiring photo ID or a biometric scan or something to access the full thing, which hates.
What's the full thing?
I don't know. I didn't, as I used Discord to talk to you for like decades, but I don't know. I don't look it up.
Well, this is boring. So you can also you can also leave a rating or review for the RSS feed in general. It's other stuff shows up still on the RSS feed because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you can also just for things in general. It doesn't have to be one of our shows as long as it's 5 stars.
How about this one from Mandor Hand Honk Car Door? 5 staros. Comedy freeform podcast loosely centered around the Binding of Isaac video game.
I'll bet it's comedy free.
Hosted by two men who decided to dedicate their careers to a product primarily marketed to people now 20 to 30 years younger than them, and even more out of touch than that gap would imply. Will Hughes, fairly talented writer whom I respect professionally but not personally, and Gary Butterfield, quote, professional podcaster, ha ha ha. If you want an actually good Isaac podcast, listen to Watch Out for Fireballs, hosted by Wait a Minute. And that was a 5-star review.
Thank you.
That was good. That was in the genre of review that is how many like little microaggressions can I fit in? Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. I don't like that I wasn't respected. Like said that I was respected. The fact that you specifically got called out as somebody who is respected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stings.
Yeah. So a success.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely a success. I had legitimate feelings about that. I was like, huh, okay.
Can I do a little outro stuff?
Sure.
So if you are not sick of me, I do stream over at twitch.tv or twitch, plumberduck. On Twitch, I think this week I'm going to do some extra streams to just do some eugenics stuff, because eugenics is out. And
extra streams,
really good. Yeah, I might do a stream tonight, maybe on Monday night.
Okay,
which people won't hear, but I might maybe do a stream every night for a bit.
Okay,
they'll be late at night, but just mostly so I'm not just like bogging down John with eugenics.
Yeah,
which I don't think he'll like watching. Because it involves bad things happening to cats all the time.
It does, but it's in a pretty cartoony way. When I watched the review, I was like, uh-oh. But then it's like, that's fine. I don't like the cats doing gross shit, taking shits and humping and stuff.
The humping is upsetting.
Yeah, you can turn it off, apparently.
You can.
They just rub backs together, which I like. They become the beast with -1 backs.
What's our famous sign-off on this show?
Famous sign-off is you should go to the Patreon and give us the world-famous Golgari bump so we can use the money from that after it goes into our bank accounts to go to stores and buy packs of Magic the Gathering cards with that money from a store.
Please go to the Patreon to give us money for the Golgari bump so that we can go to the Magic the Gathering stores and buy the Magic the Gathering packs from Wizards of the Coast Incorporated, a Hasbro product.
Whomst we support everything they do, including Hasbro.
Baldur's Gate show will be good, probably. Near, far, wherever you are, this is the real pivot, unless we're lying.